From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Marva Hinton. Mango season is coming to a close, and one South Florida group has been spreading the King of Fruits wealth. As WLRN intern Alexander Gonzalez reports, Mangoes to Share has donated more than 700 pounds of mangoes this summer to homeless shelters.
Three people are looking up into a tree in a South Miami backyard. Two of them are holding long poles. They're poking away at a particularly big mango.
That thing's gonna bend the pole.
The man with the pole jumps out of the way, and the mango safely hits the ground. This is one of 12 or so mango trees in Fortin Wimbush's backyard.
Oh yeah, they'll drop all day. Watch your head.
Wimbush has a good problem. Too many mangoes.
I truly can't estimate it. It's overwhelming at times.
Wimbush and his wife make mango chutney, mango cake, and mango-infused bourbon. And that doesn't even put a dent in his mango pile. So he takes plastic bags full of mangoes to his law office in downtown Miami.
We went to a barbecue at a friend's house yesterday. We took a tub of mangoes.
He's even had help from his friendly neighborhood power guy.
We've had FPL guys, when they were fixing lines, they were here picking mangoes, and you know, I nicely told them that, you know, you can have them. You don't have to sneak and take them. You're more than welcome to them.
But Wimbush simply can't keep up with the mango mania. That's why there are two people with poles poking around his mango trees.
Have you tried them already?
Oh yeah.
They're good?
Amazing. I'm a little biased, but they're pretty damn good.
Stephen Brownlee and Anna Maleva are from an organization called Mangoes to Share. Maleva's the founder. Her day job is as an office manager at an investment company in Brickell. Last year, she was jogging in Brickell when she noticed a mango had fallen from someone's tree and rolled onto the sidewalk.
And I did go and I picked it up and I ate it. And it was delicious. It was amazing. And that's how the idea was born.
Mangoes to Share isn't an official nonprofit organization or anything like that. It's just a group of friends who set up a Facebook page and thought collecting people's spare mangoes would be a fun thing to do in their spare time. This is the group's second year. People with too many mangoes get in touch through email or Facebook, and then Mangoes to Share donates the harvest to some of South Florida's homeless shelters.
I guess all the mango donors are pretty cool people, so if you have a mango tree on your backyard, you must be cool.
Maleva doesn't know the exact number of mangoes they've collected over the last 2 years. But this year at one home in Boca Raton, they got more than 200 pounds. And on this visit to Fortin Wimbush's backyard, Mangoes to Share pulled down and picked up around 500 pounds of mangoes.
It's for a cause. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here doing this. I would just go to Publix and buy mangoes and eat them at home.
Mangoes to Share dropped off about 8 garbage bags full of mangoes to the Miami Rescue Mission in Wynwood. It's the first time the group has donated to this shelter. Food Services Coordinator Mitch Holler was pleasantly surprised by the haul.
It's great that we have enough that multiple people will be allowed to enjoy it.
The Miami Rescue Mission houses around 400 people. Haller says usually they get between 2 and 12 mangoes a day donated by local grocery stores. And some of those mangoes,
they either overripe, they're real beat up.
Sam Cheever is a bit of a mango connoisseur. He's been living at the Miami Rescue for 2 years now and says he hasn't had a mango in a month because the shelter either runs out or the ones they get just aren't good. But these mangoes, dropped off by Mangoes to Share, are different, he says.
Yeah, as you can see, they look like they're on steroids.
When Cheever found out that a small group of Miami residents had given all these mangoes, he was really grateful.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad they picked this shelter to give it to.
Cheever got 2 mangoes, ate one right away with lunch, and saved the other for later. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
Mangoes to Share is trying to branch out. With mango season winding down, avocado season is picking up. For photos and videos, go to WLRN.org. And one last note, WLRN's summer internship season is also winding down. Today is the last day for WLRN interns Alex Gonzalez, Ebony Joseph, and Mark Stein. Thank you for all your hard work and good luck. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.